The Our Gang comedies. They were made mostly in the 30s. Hal Roach made them. They used child actors, and they couldn't remember lines. Consequently, there's about one word of dialogue to every half hour of music. And Hal Roach had four tunes that he played over and over again during them. They break into one suddenly, and suddenly another one. It goes something like this. Opening shot, five kids sitting on a curb with a dog with a circle in his eye, doped out. I don't feel like going to school today. Me neither. In that way of overacting that only kids have. How about you, Stymie? Little black child. I'm too scared to hang out. Always frightened. His hair in a perpetual state of rising, you know, at all times, rolling his eyes. And they even asked the dog, you want to go to school, Petey?
No, he doesn't want to go to school either.
And, of course, the rich kid chauffeur. Master Martin, your mother wants you in the limousine and home this instant and put on your back brace.
Oh, gee!
The moral was simple. It's no fun to be a millionaire's child during the Depression. And Alfalfa Switzer singing too high key. I'm in the mood for love. Simply just comes out of nowhere. They decide they're going to play hooky, have measles, and they take a strainer and spat black paint through it. All except Stymie, little black child who, in a triumph of good taste, spats white paint through his, so you know he's a black child. The dog has measles, too. And along comes the truant officer, usually Edgar Kennedy, or some guy that pulls hair out of his head, slow burn. And everybody in the 30s always said, say, before they said anything.
Say, what are you kids doing? Nothing.
It's the 20 minutes into the program. They start a chase.
They start, oh, I'll get you kids.
Finally, it turns out the kids at school had ice cream and cake, didn't even have to learn at all, and they missed out, and there's a moral.
We'll never play hooky again.